And next, muses and metaphor. All this month, we've been hearing your poetic tweets on this program. It's part of our celebration of National Poetry Month. These are poems of no more than 140 characters sent through Twitter. They've been coming in from everywhere, from Atlanta, Georgia, from Dallas, Texas, from Palo Alto, California. Today, a tweet from Brent Beatty, a fifth-generation Vermonter who still lives in the house he was born in within the small southern Vermont town of Whitingham. Brent Beatty is a founder of Landmark College that's designed for students with learning disabilities, and there he serves as executive vice president and provost. Now remember, these are short, only 140 characters each, so listen up.
This is Brent Beatty, and this is my tweet, Elegy for Brian. Your soul bulleting into the sky, the rifle's sharp report, a blue heron I saw flying at night outlined against a quicksilver moon.
Now remember, these are tweets and they are short, so we're going to play it again.
Your soul bulleting into the sky. The rifle's sharp report. A blue heron I saw flying at night outlined against a quicksilver moon.
That's a poetic tweet by Brent Beatty. If you'd like to listen to some of our previous tweets, you can do so by going to the Tell Me More website. Go to npr.org and click on the programs menu to find Tell Me More.